Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponds to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amed Beis on the ninth line, Hivir V'Kiva. Hivir V'Kiva V'Neficha Achas Chayev Shtayim. If he burned and extinguished in one blowing, he's liable twice. Amar Bavdimi, Achot V'Yoisi Hada Amma, Nafach B'Kelim B'Shivron, M'Shalom Nezek Sholem. Rav Dimi, the brother of Rav Yossi, inferred that this shows that blowing is a proper action, so that if one blew on kelim and broke them, he will pay full damage. If one scooped and pokes coals from under a pot on Shabbos, he is liable. Rav Shimon ben Loza, b'shem Rav Loza, the Tzaddik, chayev shtayim, achas shekibes ha'elyonos v'achas shehiveh es ha'tachtonos. Rav Shimon ben Loza, quoting Rav Loza, Rav Tzaddik, said that he's liable twice, once because he extinguished the top coals, and once because he made the bottom ones burn. The first Tana exempts from burning, because he holds that burning is only allowed. V'choyte g'cholim ha'mischamim k'negdam v'shabbos potter. If one scooped coals and they flared up and he warmed himself opposite them on Shabbos, he is exempt. V'yakob ba'acha amav makhlekes k'manda amav einei chayev ela achas. From Commander Amr Chayev, Shtayim Chayev. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said there's a disagreement about this. This is like the opinion earlier that he's liable only once. However, according to the opinion that he's liable twice, which is the Lazar of Sadiq, who obligates the burning, then he is liable. The Ma, Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Leif Kan Chayev Shtayim, Ela Marlin, Alav Ki'ilu Chayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if one scooped coals from under a pot, he's not truly liable twice, just it's considered as if he's liable twice, means to be buried amongst people who did two aveiros. Rav Yudin said that all exempt when he warms himself, because there he doesn't want them to flare up, and he doesn't want them to extinguish. But here, in scooping under a pot, he wants those on the bottom to flare up, and he wants those on top to extinguish. If one burned a food and cooked it, some teach that he's liable twice and some teach he's liable once. And depends if we're going to equate it, as we do later on, to burning korbanos on the mizbeach. The one who says that he's liable twice, one is for burning and one is for cooking. The one who says that he's liable once, for which is he liable? Rav Yehuda Oimer Meshum Mavir. Rav Yehuda says he's chayv liable for burning. And Rav Yehuda Oimer Meshum Mavashel. Rav Yehuda says he's chayv for cooking. These are the two Amoraim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Kasha al Rav Yehuda, Havora Linda al Kama Lacha Shibateira, in a chayv Meshum Mavir and a Meshum Mavashel. The Gemara asks against Rav Yehuda that burning teaches about all the Malachas in the Torah. He's not lasher burning, rather for cooking. V'zav sheshimish b'migdash v'shabbos u'ba'umum sheshimish b'tumah v'chiyah u'ba'omar sh'tayim. V'chiyah Rabbah says that if a non-Kohen served in the Mikdash on Shabbos, or a Kohen who was a ba'umum and a blemish, he served b'tumah, it's considered he transgressed two aveiros. V'akapor omar achas b'akamor says it's considered he transgressed one. Mefi v'akapor l'chiyah u'ba' avoida sh'akoyen mutabo zav m'chayv olea. Bakma asked the Bechiv Rabba that avoida that a Kohen is permitted to do is a non-Kohen liable for it for Shabbos. If they are permitted on Shabbos, he's liable for merely for being a non-Kohen. If you say, v'hu misyaev lei v'arei kamitza ad shulei nikmasa asur ze leze o leze, meshu nikmasa asur lezoim mutez lekehanim. Bechiv Rabba answered that this is like we find regarding kamitza. Before kamitza, a mincha is forbidden to Kehanim and to non-Kehanim. After Kemitza, the leftovers are forbidden to non-Kehanim, permitted to Kehanim. Also, Avodah on Shabbos was forbidden to everyone. It was permitted only to Kehanim, but not to non-Kehanim. Amalei Shni hi dechsev v'chazal yechol kodesh. Akapar rejected that and said, no, Menachos is different. It says, and v'yikreper chafes pasag yud, and any non-Kohen should not eat from the holy items. The Torah explicitly forbade the non-Kehanim. It didn't explicitly forbid non-Kohanim to serve on Shabbos. Ari Malika, Achoy Nimlaka, Asura, Leze, Uleze, Mishin Nimlaka, Asura, Lezoim, Umutez, Lekahanim. Rabbi answered that this is like we find regarding Malika. Before Malika, the chatat of a bird is forbidden to this and to that, after malika is forbidden to non-kohanim and permitted to kohanim. And malishni hi dechiv v'chazal yechol kodesh, and Makapo rejects that from the pasuk in Vayikra chaf beis pasuk yud. Chatat ha'oif is different because it says v'chazal yechol kodesh, any non-kohen should not eat holy items. Harei tevel ad shalei nizkan asur lezeh or lezeh. Mishim nizkan asur lezoim or to the kohanim. So Rabbi Gevra Thurnam says this is like we find regarding tevel before fixing it, before tithing it. It's forbidden to this one to that. And after fixing it, the chumras are forbidden to non-kohanim and permitted to the kohanim. Amalei shni hi dechfir v'chazal yechol kodesh. Akapa rejected and said no, chumras is different because the pasuk says, and any non-kohen should not eat from the holy item. Amrin neitzi lahud for nilmat, nafkai v'shamun, Rav Yosi omer, shtayim, Rav Shimon omer, achas. They said, let's go out, meaning into the Beis Medrash, and learn from what they teach there. They went out and heard that Rav Yosi obligates twice, and Rav Shimon obligates once. Mandama achas mishim zoros, and mandama shtayim achas mishim zoros, chonasa lema. The Gemara told granted, the one who says once is due to the non-koyen. The one who said twice, one is for non-koyen, what's the other liability for? Mishum shchita. And who is due to shchita? Are we shchita bezak sheva? Or isn't the shchita a non-koyen kasha? And mishum hiluch zvika v'kabala. Rather, it's due to taking it, throwing the blood, and catching the blood. Eina ela shvus. These are forbidden on Shabbos. Adi midrabona. Avi leif tama ela mishum echol evoim upadoim shayim es achlim ol gabim es beyach kol halayla. Rather, it's due to the consumption of the limbs and the fats that burned on the mizbeach the entire night. Adas Rav Yehuda to Amar Mishum Mavir Nicha. Adas Rav Yosi to Amar Mishum Mevashel Ma Bishul Yeshkan. The Gemara second to Rav Yehuda, who said earlier that one who cooked and burnt is liable for burning, this is fine. But according to Rav Yosi, who said that he's liable for cooking, what cooking is there here? It's a melacha shin sichol gufa. No one is going to eat from it. The answer is, since he wants them to be consumed, it's as if he cooked.